Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
God,
I'm staring caffeination right in the eye today.
Oh, you on because you? I know you've been like on a homemade coffee brewing.
I'm a coffee influencer now.
Simon got a coffee maker, and we got Starbucks brand. So wow. we're trying to like
you're
become
brewing at home.
Home brewers from now on.
Are you brewing like coffee drinks or just like a pot of coffee?
Pot of iced coffee.
Oh, a cold brew.
Well, we're.
You know what you need.
We're making the hot coffee, but then icing it and then letting it sit in the fridge in a
pitcher. No.
What?
Mm-mm. I'm going to intervene right now from a place of love and care. And I'm going to link you.
Link me, bitch.
I'm going to link you to a cold brew pitcher on Amazon that will change your life.
Do you have it?
Yeah. I got it from the wish list like ages ago. Shout out to whoever wish listed me that because it is... It will be your best friend.
Okay, send that to me.
And you like fill it up with the grounds.
Yeah.
And they exist in a separate area. Then you fill the pitcher with cold water. Mm-hmm. Then you screw on the top. Shake it. And then you put it overnight in the fridge. Mm. And then it cold brews, which it cold extracts the coffee, which is what you want. Because you want a coffee blast to the dome. You want a cold brew. You don't want an iced coffee.
I
want
to go.
You think you want an iced coffee, but what you really want is a cold brew.
Okay.
And this thing is only like $34.
Has it changed your life?
It changed my life.
Well,
I'm at a place of sometimes two quads a day. And is changing me.
That's altering my DNA.
It has altered my DNA. And
I have to say, you seem changed.
If I gave birth, it would be to a coffee bean.
Mm-hmm. You were going to give birth to a Java.
I'm going to give birth
to a cup of Joule.
Yeah.
To a cup of Joule.
If I get pregnant in the next year, it's because of coffee, but I'm going to name my firstborn Cup of Joe.
A cup of Joule, as Whitney Rose would say. Really quick, I want to talk about, we need to talk about Euphoria.
Woo!
Last night's episode. Let's give it up for Eric Dane.
Eric Dane's out here putting in work.
And
Carrie needs to clarify.
I need to say something that I've been a Dane head. Not even McSteamy Dane. I'm talking The Last Ship Dane. I'm talking TNT Dane. I've been on...
You've taken things... You followed Dane a place of TNT.
I followed him to the ends of the earth, to The Last Ship. And I stayed with him and...
He had it in him.
I was watching The Last Ship last year.
Yes, you were. It's documented on this pod.
Plowed through 6 seasons of that. And I've been... Oh, we watched the whole series.
Wait, I thought that it was like a new show with like 2 seasons.
No, it's a full like 5 or 6 season TNT. Yeah.
You're like, it's giving.
It's giving.
Wait, I'm
upset.
Crying.
I mean, Laura.
You love it.
I love it. There's nothing. There was literally nothing else to do in the last 2 years but watch it.
Power through series. You explored new route. You... Like Mars explored television.
Simon and I are pioneers.
You fucking strapped on your spacesuits and blasted off to the ends of the universe, television-wise.
And we've been showered in coins.
You have.
Because The Last Ship is a good-ass show. And Eric Dane, I followed him on Instagram last year, and I've been liking his posts for about a year. And I think he is one of the hottest men.
He's so hot, and I truly get it now.
I love his mouth and his...
I love his body.
I love his body and I love his...
I love his laugh.
Black and gray hair.
I love
his
gray hair.
And his teeth, and I just love everything about him, and I just love him. And I think he's a really good actor. And I think last night's episode truly, that monologue.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say he's a better actor than Brad Pitt.
I mean, he probably is.
I'm going to go out on another.
Looks like Brad Pitt,
yeah.
But he's like a daddier Brad
he's
Pitt.
He's daddy. He's a little thicker, but yeah. I like that.
Love his sinewy body.
Yeah. He's a better actor than Brad. Sorry, okay. Brad.
He is
and
really good.
And a better
good.
Actor than Chris Hemsworth, who he also looks like. Not sorry, Chris. Everyone knows that you're pretty subpar.
He's a bad actor.
But you're hot.
But he's really hot and
you're really
charismatic.
Hot and you do like Marvel movies, whatever.
Why isn't Eric Dane in a Marvel movie?
No. Don't do that.
No, but I want him to have
all
well,
the
he
coins.
Has all that. He has a lot of
he
money.
He has Gray's coin. He's yeah. fine. Don't Sully. I hope that he sticks.
Jake Sully, remember from Avatar?
No.
He should be an Avatar.
He should. I hope that he just does like very thoughtful projects from now on, but I won't begrudge him if he just wants to get the bag.
I think this is a great role for like a, you know, historically
overlooked as far as like,
well, no, but also like a historically just like stud muffin,
sexy man,
sex symbol,
sexy straight sex symbol,
straight sex symbol, who's now like kind of a gay transamorous.
He's a proud
faggot, as he says in the monologue. He goes to his wife, I'm a faggot.
I screamed.
I mean, amazing.
Also, this monologue, shout out to the writers, because they boots the house down with a 15-minute monologue that Eric Dane put his whole pussy into.
He put his
bussy into this monologue.
His bussy was
his
in this.
His proud bussy boots the monologue down. And it was one of the best scenes I've seen on television in years.
I agree with you.
And I said, I watched that scene two times I watched it with when I watched the show. And then I turned to my friend Ryan, who I was watching with.
Ryan.
And I was like, yeah, Ryan. And I was like, should we watch that scene again? And then we would just watch the whole scene again from him like coming into the house, pissing until he leaves. It is channeling energy. And I said, Euphoria is the best show on TV. Nothing else even compares or holds a candle.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to go there, but I'm going to say that I love
you
it.
You have explored the ends of the realm of television.
But I'm going
to
say...
What are you going to say goes head-to-head with Euphoria's? Best TV showdown. Success.
Station 11.
Mm-hmm.
But it's only a one. It's a limited series, so it's not
different,
really the same.
It's a different vibe.
In terms of like HBO, are we talking?
Just TV. I'm saying on all of the TV universe.
Right now.
Right now. I guess not TV shows, not limited series. TV shows, Euphoria,
current
reigns supreme.
I guess in terms of...
He study.
In terms of like cultural significance and like... Everyone's watching it on a Sunday night and like tweeting about it. And it's sort of like it's captivated the country and the world, I guess. But I guess in terms of being in the zeitgeist, I guess, I think it's Euphoria. Succession is like very, you think it's everyone's watching it, but like not everyone's watching Succession.
Yeah. But like, is it just a coastal elite type of vibe?
But Euphoria is like universal. So I think in that, I guess it is like the most fun show on TV right now,
and it's also entertaining as fuck, and it gives you a lot to think about and consider also being like fun and extremely sexy.
But what I was gonna say is it's like it's really cool that Eric Dane, like I hope more actors in that position take on roles like this.
Yeah,
like very hetero, like masculine, take on roles like this where they literally say, I'm a faggot.
Like, I think I want every actor in every TV show. Like, I want Josh Holloway in Yellowstone to look at Beth Dutton and go, I'm a faggot.
And she's like,
and he goes, I'll fuck men, I'll fuck women,
I'll fuck trans yeah.
sexuals, and I'll have a great time doing it.
I'm an animal.
And she goes, you and me both.
And then they become like buds.
Yeah. And then they go trolling for all sorts of dick, pussy, and bussy.
Yeah. I mean, we you know, I think he remains deeply problematic with his tendency to be with minors. but or at least one of them, right?
Oh, Dane. I was like, what has he done?
No, I'm talking
his character.
No, Cal.
Oh, who cares? I love Cal.
I just hope I want Cal to, but it's I do think it's cool that he's like, I don't know. I thought it was a really cool moment for someone to be like, I'll fuck it all.
Yeah.
And I'm good with it.
Because I eat what I kill.
I eat what I kill.
Amen.
And then he goes,
amen, brother.
He goes, you two dickwads, draw straws and see which one's going to clean up this piss here on the floor.
See you assholes later.
And then he goes, this is a farewell. Where's he? Are we not going to see him again?
No, I think he's, I fear that he might die in the next, but he might crash the car. He's had a little too much luck driving around that Jeep drunk as a skunk. He His may love. Die, but he'll at least die an honest man. I don't know if we'll see him again.
Do you think he's still in love with Derek?
Yeah.
God, I love Derek.
I love Derek. I'm Who's that actor that plays him? Is he on Instagram?
Oh, yeah. Henry Ankleberry.
Okay, I got to find him.
I followed him and he had like 7,000 followers. And I looked the next day and he had 150,000.
And that's the one that plays Derek. No, I don't like Sorry to This Man, the one that plays young
Cal. I follow them both.
Yeah.
But Henry Ankleberry, I went to look at one of his like, and it was all the gays that I was like, they're all starting.
Encircled. Like
but vultures. He is.
Get up here.
He looks like Luke Perry.
Yeah, he's so sexy.
Luke Perry, God bless, God rest his soul, would have been a good grown-up Derek.
Yeah.
Derek, but I'm like, I'm peeking behind the bushes like Adele or Kim going, where's Derek?
Yeah.
I'm like, Google him. Where do you think he lives?
Look him up.
Is he out as a gay man, do you think?
I don't know. I don't know if this will get to a place of moonlight. I fear the worst for Cal, but I pray for a Derek reunion.
I pray for redemption. What else do we want to talk about? You said I wanted to talk about something.
Oh, I just want to say, leave Bridget Fonda the fuck alone.
Yeah.
Whoever is like tipping off the media and
about
like
her whereabouts.
Saying, yeah, and being like, you've got to see her now, take pictures, and like making sure they get sold to true trash publications to just for the shock and awe of like someone, comparison. Leave her the fuck alone.
Leave her the fuck alone. And like,
it's
look,
none of your goddamn business. She quit the industry like it's been over 12 years. She's no longer in the game.
She's a civilian.
Yeah. She's just a normal lady trying to live her life.
And go to Target.
Yeah.
Leave her the fuck alone.
And if she wants to conduct her life like from a place of like Walmart fashions, let her.
Let her. And honestly, like, we need to, I mean, this is like an understatement, but like, we all need to be more okay with people. Just like, life happens. People just like do their own thing and they stop. They don't, you know what I mean? Like, not everyone has to fucking fit into this, like.
Yeah. And she's not even in the public eye. So no. There's really no need to circle back ever.
That was
because
such a cruel
not,
Daily
it was
Mail.
Really fucked
you
up.
You texted me and you were like, I'm angry about this. And yeah. I was like, it was really fucked up that the Daily Mail and the paparazzi, like, she's doing errands like that I do. Like,
yeah,
going to Rite
Aid. And she's not a public, she's no longer a public figure. So it truly is. None of your business.
None of your business.
And just because someone used to be insanely hot and they are not necessarily insanely hot anymore, it's kind of just like what happens to a lot of people.
And it's
but
like,
it's not even something to talk about because
you have no idea what her life has been like. You have no idea what.
It's not like she's trying to be like an actress, and I don't even, it doesn't make it right for anyone that is, but certainly not her. National treasure. Leave her the fuck alone.
We are Bridget. I mean, I said to Laura, she's the third co-host.
She's third miking at all times.
And we are Bridget Fonda fans on this podcast, and we support her in any way she wants to live her life. And so to the paparazzi who took those photos,
I'll fucking,
we'll hunt you down.
Snipe you the next time you. I won't, just to clarify. But like, I literally am ready to like human shield her from the prying eyes.
We should be her like.
We should steal her thunder.
We should just like jump in. We should just do the thing where we like squirt the paparazzi.
Yeah.
With like little like fans.
Leave her. You know, someone in her life probably like someone tipped off. That's not, those didn't come out of nowhere. That literally is someone I'm like, honey, do you have an enemy? Like, have you fought with people lately? Because that truly is like, someone was like, she'll be here at this time. You won't believe what she looks like now. And they, someone profited off of that, which is also disgusting.
She needs to go through and just do like a deep dive on everyone in her life and like snip the weakest link.
Who did this?
Some fucking asshole. It's like when Miley Cyrus got sold out for getting high and her friend
Salvia Gate. I will never forget. An iconic.
That girl filming her was like trying to like, she was like, Miley, what are you experiencing? And then she went and sold it.
Yeah.
Knowing full well what she was
doing. That's also really shitty, but it's, but a little bit different because we needed that video.
It was an incredible moment.
And did you see that meme where someone was like, she should be in Euphoria? And it was like a screenshot of Miley's Salvia video. But like, also you're a public figure and you should be careful about letting people film you when you party.
Yeah, that, I mean, but she was also like, that was kind of pre-social media.
Yeah.
That was like, was I still in high school?
I don't know.
I wouldn't last a day at Euphoria High.
No.
Anyway.
A cruel world.
But, so fuck everyone who...
Fuck all the haters, let... Bridget do Bridget.
Let Bridget live her life.
And it is none of your business. She's going.
She's living.
Some of her style choices, I don't understand them.
But
you
who has not worn, who has not gone, popped into Target wearing a questionable outfit?
I have been extremely questionable.
Me too.
In outfit choices, bopping around, going here and there. And if someone caught me on a bad depression day running an errand.
Good luck to you.
Yeah. But yeah, like.
A here and there outfit is none of your business.
It's none of your. It's not your right.
Leave Bridget Fonda
alone.
Yeah, seriously though. Leave her alone.
Yeah.
Jane Fonda will come for you.
I hope Jane Fonda cuts whoever did that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet she was like, honey, how are you? Are you okay? She called her cool aunt Jane Fonda.
I hope they're all doing okay.
I think Jane's doing great.
Well, Jane's doing great. I'm talking about Bridge.
Bridget and Danny Elfman are doing great.
Danny's getting juiced, and he also is covered in tattoos.
Danny Elfman?
They did like a follow-up. They published photos of him, and they're like, you won't recognize him. And he was like really muscular and has like a full from neck, torso, arm tattoos.
Uh-oh.
They're something's on... Up. The Elfman Fonda household.
Something's going on.
They're on a journey, but like, I would venture to say that maybe we should stay out of that journey.
That's something I don't
want
to...
I just don't want it to hurt Bridget. And maybe she's way stronger than that and she doesn't give a fuck. I like to think that she's just like punk and she's just like, fuck you, whatever. But I'm also a woman.
She was a beautiful young ingenue in the industry. She probably like experienced a lot of shit.
Yeah. And she married kind of a nerd. And then she said, I'm out.
And now he's...
Peace. And now he's getting like hooked up to like...
Steroids.
EMS machines and getting like tatted for his life. And she's just putting on some sweatpants and a sensible New Balance.
Speaking of sensible, not a sensible New Balance to be found in this episode of...
No.
I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening to
Sexy Unique Podcast. Salty Utah Queens.
We come up still in the wake of Club Zion. This is the 38th. Episode. No, I'm just kidding.
The cursed villa of Zion remains.
It's like
supreme.
In Matrix when they go to Zion at the end and they're like, let's let them hear us in Zion. And
which one?
In the Matrix like 3, and they're all like raving and they're dancing in like a cave, and it's like, okay. That's when the Matrix they're going, let's let the robots hear us in Zion.
I don't think I remember that one. Matrix Resurrections.
No, it was like Matrix
Reloaded
Revolution or something. But like, there's like a rave where all the
is that the one where it's like two like it's like
Monica
totally white
one.
Like dreadlocked guys.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that one. I think.
But there's this whole episode. There's this whole moment where like this the human city has like a. The night before
I actually know this one, and I I personally love that Matrix. I thought it boots'd.
You boots?
That well, Matrix boots'd me.
They're bootsing.
They're booting in this villa.
And these ladies are booting just as much. They're hungover as fuck. Meredith and Whitney nearly made love. In the hot tub, they were kissing on the lips.
Meredith goes, I think I was very level-headed and tame.
Mm-hmm.
And then it like cuts to them giving each other a sensible peck.
Everyone just got along really well.
Yeah, well, booze was the great equalizer for these women.
Seems like things are okay this morning.
These women.
They're all like, I could feel their hangovers.
Yeah, it was throwing me. I don't like seeing people hungover. Mm-hmm. It scares me. Reminds me of hangovers past.
But everyone's pairing off to go on little day excursions and to do different things.
Heather and Lisa are going to go horseback riding. Mary, Jenny and Mare are off to the spa, and Jen and Whitney are going to go ride ATVs.
Whitney comes into Jen's room as she's getting glammed, and she's wearing her black hair extensions, and she looked insane. She looked like a pirate.
Jen's whole glam journey is insane to me. I love Meredith gets in the car to go to the spa, and she is... good morning or afternoon, whatever time it is. I was like, Meredith, you've left the building.
She's vacant. She's vacated.
I'm pretty done with Meredith.
Yeah, I feel like I said this out loud when I was watching it, but I was like, I'm over her. She's a flop.
Enough is enough.
Enough is enough. Get her off. I'm sorry, get her off.
She has a lot of explaining to do, and I pray that she brings those explanations to the reunion, because that's the only way she can redeem herself at this point.
She
will not.
She kind of has LVP energy in that way of like...
where she just simply will not...
I will not
address
you.
What you see is what you get.
Oh, speaking of horseback riding...
oh my God.
Guys, LVP...
prayers for LVP.
Prayers for Lisa Vanderpump. She fell off her horse this weekend and broke her leg.
The horse was spooked. It reared up and bucked her right off into the dirt.
She was...
She's broken her leg in two places.
Yeah, she was...
toted off in an ambulance and has to have surgery, but apparently she's going to make a full recovery. Were the cameras rolling?
Is she filming for Roboč?
Yeah, tell us what you know.
Did you see them all, by the way?
Did they
Aspen?
Say, hope you get better? Oh, no. I just saw them. They were like on the PJ.
They did a live one night for like 5 seconds. It was everyone. Erica, Kyle, Garcelle, and two new housewives.
Love.
Kathy. Erica's been exonerated.
Oh, yeah. Congrats. So, she's in a congrats to the team place.
She is, but I still think she's a crook.
Yeah, I'll never trust her fully, but she worked it.
She worked it, so good for her.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique. Jen is not in the same position, but she's trying her best to be fun Jen.
Jen
fun
is
Shaw.
Just navigating a series of manic episodes. And just when you think one has subsided, a new one rears its ugly head.
When they're on the ATV together, Whitney, their goggles, they look like Spawn. And they looked, Whitney in those giant ATV goggles, I died. I screamed when I saw her wearing them. They look like Spawn.
They look like bees.
Yeah, they look like...
They're giving bee energy.
Venom.
They're giving, like... Queen of the hive.
They are. They're Bug's Life.
Heather and Lisa are living Yellowstone vibes.
Yeah,
on their horses. Like
Lady Brokeback.
Mm-hmm.
And they sit and they talk on some rocks. And it's a big deal that they're doing this because they were really at each other's throats.
They came for each other's necks, but now they're friends. I love Heather sits down on the rock and she goes, this is like a Britney Spears video. And Lisa goes, I was thinking the same thing.
Lies.
She goes, I'm so happy. Our first date.
I know.
And Heather is like, I have to say, like, I've noticed that Meredith hasn't really had your back and I feel for you. And Lisa goes, I feel for me too.
I love that.
She is the queen supreme. Mm-hmm. She has been and always will be.
Meredith's memorial for her father is now like being sort of contested or debated if it happened or not. And if Meredith was just
lying. I don't think she was lying. I think if you had to be in Aspen for a memorial and you were there with your family, it doesn't matter if it was on a Monday or Tuesday. You're mm-hmm. still, that's your commitment that you're there to do. So yeah. It basically is both days. That's just the plan.
I think they're like hitching their wagon to Whitney's cockamamie idea and they need to like chill.
Yeah.
Whitney, I think, really planted a bad seed with this because I don't think there's anything to really ground this on.
No.
And if there is, Meredith will never give up the ghost.
And also, let's focus on the biggest thing at hand, which is that Jen Shaw is like an alleged criminal.
Yeah. I
like,
said give
that's
up the
a bigger
ghost.
Deal than...
Isn't it give up the goat?
Give up the ghost.
Give up the ghost.
Yeah.
Okay.
Give up the goat. I don't give think it up. So. Give up the lamb.
Yeah, Jen, like, let's remember what's actually happening here is that Jen scammed elderly people.
Yeah, and the like her entire life is a one lie. Fraudulent act after the next. And like, whether or not Meredith had anything to do with that is besides the point. If you're a seasoned criminal.
She's a criminal and a full-blown sociopath.
Yeah, and she is in deep need of meds.
Like, I would be
I say that with love.
She scares me to the point of, like, I would not feel safe sleeping in the same place as her.
Mm-mm.
Like, that's how, like, they should be fearing for...
She's off her rocker.
She's off her fucking rocker.
Whitney goes, look at my dirty face. And she takes her thing out. She goes, do I look like I've eaten ass? And she has, like, a full-blown dirt ring around her mouth. Like a little country child.
Whitney should grow a beard.
She has bearded lady vibes.
She does. She's truly the bearded lady.
Thinking of Rebecca Romijn in Dirty Work when she's like the bearded lady, and Whitney's giving me that in this scene.
I look upon thine face. I look like I've eaten ass.
She also, no one just had like a wet wipe.
Not sad. These girls.
There's flashbacks of Meredith screaming at everyone from the night before or from the day before, and she goes, my family is off limits!
Off limits! Meredith the yeller. Confirmation that she's a yeller.
Yeah, she's scary.
I just wrote this down like question mark, but I was like, I don't think Meredith has ever apologized for anything before.
No, not until at least the dinner later.
No, but I mean like in her life.
Wow. Bold.
I have that feeling that she's...
You've turned.
No, I just have that feeling that she doesn't, like, take any...
responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
It's everyone else's problem.
Mm-hmm.
Jen pointing fingers at Meredith for lying is rich.
Yeah, Jen... Jen's... I kind of almost respect it in a way. Like, just her commitment to this delusional bit.
She's committed to the bit, since she came on... the show, but it's been to her detriment and will continue to be to her detriment until she is eventually just incarcerated.
She's committed in more ways than one.
Yeah.
Meredith, Mary, and Jenny head to the spa, and Meredith goes, I'm definitely moving a little slow today.
Wait, did you clock Mary in a Betty Boop t-shirt?
Yeah.
You... incepted
something
boop vibes on this. We like together boop. Called a Betty Boop into existence on the pod.
Betty Boop's happening with Julia Fox.
Yeah,
she has Betty Boop vibes.
People are in a place of boop, mm-hmm. And it all comes back to pura.
Pura. All roads lead back to pura.
Pura.
Mary
has a massage when she is fully clothed with sunglasses.
And she's drenched in sweat.
And oil.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't want my clothes anywhere near like an oily hand rubbing me.
I think she's so deeply uncomfortable in her body.
Something is awry. Oh, did you hear that her church was shut down?
Yeah, it was shutted.
What happened?
I think shit's...
shit's going down.
Yeah, I think they're being like audited or something.
Ooh.
That's my... I mean, I'm guessing. I'm not... allegedly, I feel like I'm getting the vibes that the walls are caving in on her. And that's partially why she's not...
I hope she's okay. I mean, like, I honestly... I know Mary's deeply problematic, but I love her and I stan her. And she makes me genuinely laugh. And
me
so
too.
I hope that she's okay, or... I hope that they take some of her money, but let her have enough to where she can live. Like, I don't want her to be destitute on the street.
No, obviously. I hope her son is okay, and I hope...
TBD. He's going to have a lot to unpack and deal with.
But I also hope, like, the people that she's controlled and...
Well, it seems like things are shut. I hope that they Google. I hope that they pull up their computer and just start to Google more things. And
it's really wild, like, just so many people are drawn to these shows and knowing that they have like
skeletons in the closet.
Yeah, it's still I know it's like that's been obviously the hot topic for years now with this with Housewives, but it's truly remarkable that they keep finding these people who are.
I think Bravo probably looks for people like that now. And I think anyone that's coming on
has an ego.
Has an ego that's
so
about to eclipse the sun that, like, they truly believe that they've done nothing wrong. Like, yeah. I think that Jen Shah believes herself to be a victim in all of this.
I do too. But that's why I think she's dangerous.
Yeah.
But, you know, she's fun to watch.
Yeah. I mean, I enjoy her on the show.
They sit outside.
Oh, yeah. They go sit outside. Shout out to, like, those two ladies in, like, the swinging chair that were in the background.
I know.
I was like, you guys are putting in work. They were like, we just should stay right here and watch this as it goes down.
That's us.
That's what I would have done. Yeah. Jenny admits to Meredith that she told Jen about the private investigator.
Mm-hmm.
And then they do like a husband's check-in, or they like try to, and Jenny says that Dewey won't go to couples therapy, and it cuts to like a conversation they had a week prior, and Dewey goes, I mean, I could say that I'll go in there, but I just know I'll lie about everything. And he goes, never done it, never will. And I was like, okay, great.
Love an anti-therapy chiropractor.
Great.
Dewey gives me anti-vax vibes.
I just don't like I don't like anyone that says, like, I'll never do this. Especially, it feels very close-minded to me, especially when it's just, like, therapy.
Therapy, people
who are... Which is something everyone should try at least once.
People who are, like, staunchly anti-therapy are unwell.
I'm like, something's deeply wrong with you. And you know that on a subconscious level inside, knows that, and you're scared. Mm-hmm. You're just scared of what it could bring up. But go off, King. Never done it, never will.
And then awesome. Jenny says to Mary, how's life going for you? How's Robert Sr.? And Mary says, I don't really want to talk about that. And they go, and Jenny says, why? And she goes, because I don't know you like that.
She goes, I think I'm going to go excuse myself and get dressed, and I'll see you soon. Power move.
Incredible.
Great work. They all go back to
the cursed villa.
This villa,
Harkonnen Palace, Baron Harkonnen,
scares me more and more with every time I see, like, the exterior or the interior. Like, it never gets better.
Mm-hmm. Jen is throwing a Cinco de Mayo party, which I guess was the whole point of this trip.
Yeah, I'm unclear on the Cinco de Mayo of it all, but
she has deranged energy.
Yeah, everyone comes back from their excursions, and Mary and Meredith and Jen and Whitney are all in the kitchen, and Mary goes, you guys should see your face, to Whitney's little dirty mouth. And Meredith goes, you're rather dirty. They love it.
And Jen goes, we're going to have a Cinco de Mayo party. And then she goes, yeah, yes, let's do this. Woo! And I was just like, oh.
She's starting.
It's like very, like, it's pretty wild.
She is starting energy.
Mm-hmm.
Mary calls Robert Jr. to ask him for dress advice, or like just have a conversation with him. And he just puts her on hold so he can peace.
She goes, are you urinating right now? And he goes, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Near the toilet flush. And I was like, honey, when on the phone with a mom who might just start a monologue, mute is your best friend.
We've all done it.
I love nothing more than muting someone and going to the bathroom, but I'm still very engaged in listening to them. And like, I'm actually very glad to have them there so I have something to focus on.
Returning and the monologue is still happening, and then waiting another second and then boop. Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Oh my God. Mute is key. Jen's
disassociated.
She's left her body, and what remains is...
What Remains by Carol Radswell.
Is just a cha-cha heel. She's put her cha-cha heels on, and she comes down, so she goes... Don't be scared. And you look over, and it's the owner of the house. I love, don't be scared.
Don't be scared. Heather's channeling Frida, she says, but she looks like a literal baby with a giant, like Ann Getty's baby with a giant flower bow on her
She's
head.
Serving Ann Getty's flower pot. Midsommar.
Flower pot vibes.
Collab. Meredith comes into, saunters into Whitney's room.
I liked her outfit.
Meredith has sauntering energy at all times, except when she's screaming.
She's Valley of the Dolls.
Yeah, she goes, I just have one thing to ask you. And Whitney's like, okay.
Whitney goes, what?
What could it be?
What could it ever be, Meredith?
This is like the first time Meredith's even spoken to Whitney one-on-one.
And like, since the whole time.
Yeah, they've been on this show entire together. Show. And she goes, I know Jen has stipulated to the government that she has zero assets. So if she's paying for this dinner, I simply can't go. And Whitney is literally like, why are you telling me this, though?
She's like, why are you in my room? First of all, and second of all, you got fully dressed and are like, was on your way down to this party. Like, did it just... did it just dawn on you? Like,
what
why
do you
did...
expect to get out of this conversation?
I simply cannot participate in this.
She goes, she's under a federal investigation for fraud and money laundering. So if she is paying for this, it's just not a good look for me.
And Whitney kind of is like, I think like Sharif paid for it.
She's like, the husband said they paid for it. And yeah. I didn't really ask questions. Also, like, even if Jen's paying for it, isn't the show just paying for it?
Yeah, I think Meredith's just trying to be...
Her shady ways.
She's always trying to... She's always very aware of...
She's stipulated to the U.S. government that she has zero assets.
Mary looks like...
She probably doesn't have many assets, honestly.
No.
I mean, they don't rented. Own their house. Yeah, it's all rented. And those clothes, I don't know how many clothes you can claim as assets, but maybe if she's getting styled.
Time to Poshmark, Jen.
Oh, honey, she needs to take to Poshmark like yesterday.
Time to, yesteryear. Or the real real.
Yeah, I think Poshmark will give you more. You do a little more hustle, but you get more of a cut.
She should utilize her skills for scamming and put them into like something like that's
just a side hustle, a like lucrative side hustle,
a lucrative, legal, totally legit side hustle, like selling your clothes. And she could become like the new.
Yeah. The thing is, if you don't need to scam to make money, like if you're just like, if you have like ingenuity and like an entrepreneurial spirit and you have a, you're a problem solver by nature, you can
ingenuity.
Ingenuity, a young ingenuity.
I think it was in the brain because of
Brigitte Fonda.
Ingenuity.
But like you can figure out how to make money without ripping off elderlies and putting them in the poorhouse.
Yeah, I think Jen could have been like a little, she could have utilized her gifts.
I know.
It's a shame. It's a real shame. Scammers are always going to get caught. Like, every single scammer is going to get caught.
Especially in this world.
Yeah, especially if you're, like...
public.
On
TV. If you are scamming hardcore...
Don't go on TV, bitch.
Do not become a public figure.
She's just such a megalomaniac.
Yeah, and wants attention, and that's all fine. I mean, she is entertaining, and despite her...
loathsome behavior.
Yeah, I still want to see her on TV. Yeah. So that speaks to like a certain set of skills, but you really should think twice. Mm-hmm. You gotta scam just like low key.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have it all.
Lisa comes out in a sharp looking pink blazer and she goes, oh my God, Heather, Frida, love. Mary looks like...
Lisa is featuring a shoulder look.
Yeah, there's some 80s looks.
Someone was like, what if you put, like, you need some flowers, like, put these in. And Lisa goes, well, I was thinking I look good like this. She does not want to put a flower in her hair, and I love her for that.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mary looks 80s prom queen.
Mary's always...
Mary's starring in that HBO original movie Hysterical Blindness with Uma Thurman and Juliette Lewis. It takes place in a bar in New Jersey. That's what I saw.
I love that read. That's major. I also just need to point out...
Do you remember that movie?
I've never seen that movie.
God. There's
but
so
I
many...
love that for it's... you and them.
Just... Yeah, it was...
All... And the Hysterical Blindness heads will really appreciate
they
that.
Will. It's like... That feels like almost too like gay deep cut. But like I remember seeing that when I was like 12.
It changed you.
It did. Clearly.
It changed you like coffee is changing me.
Yeah.
I also need to point out Jenny's outfit for just a casual spa day was like Louboutins to the gods.
Yeah.
And like I loved it. She looked fierce, but I love just like walking on your tippy toes on a 7-inch heel into the spa for
going
like a relaxing day.
She's wearing the Gaga McQueen.
It was like she had little hooves.
She had little hooves. Jen gifts everyone with a snowflake necklace.
Oh, like, everyone cincos. Jen Jen and her manic maracas. They go all the... Again, they're always eating like outside. I'm like, you've all been indoors without Matt. Like, make it make sense.
Stop fronting.
Know. So they go outside as like the mariachi band is playing.
They're really good.
Yeah, they're really good. And everyone's like in a conga line. And Lisa goes, the music is calling me. And dancing around. And then... Yeah, they all sit down and Jen gives them all these gifts. And I forgot that
I know.
She had gotten
so
these.
Well, so much had happened. I also love when earlier when Heather and Lisa were talking, she goes, well, okay, so Jen got arrested on a Tuesday. So that means that Meredith's memorial was probably in a month. I was just like, all these.
What year, month, day is it? We'll never know in this world.
Yeah, Jen goes, there's 6 diamonds and I'm the big one in the middle, obviously.
Meredith Whitney points out that Meredith does take the necklace or doesn't make a stink about this necklace.
She goes, thank you very much, Jen. This is very beautiful. I'm like, sure, we'll take a gift.
Maybe she's like going to send a text to the FBI later.
Yeah. She like lays it
she
all out.
She gave this to me.
She gave this to
she
me.
She said there were 6 diamonds and the big one in the middle was her. Do with that information what you will.
Or she's going to like Poshmark it.
Posh it.
She's like going up to her room later to posh.
What I would be doing on this show is making good friends with Mary and poshing everything that she gave me immediately.
That bag?
The bag. Posh the bag, posh the shoes.
100.
Mary is just freezing in the corner and she goes, I'm gonna run into the house. I'm gonna freeze. And Whitney goes, can you bring back some blankets? Can you bring back some blankets?
And Mary goes, no.
She goes, probably not.
Probably not. I was like, truly that meme of the woman slipping off her chair.
Preserve her at all costs. This is what we need.
She's Miss Smithsonian level housewife.
It's really good.
Yeah. She goes, probably not.
Probably not.
She goes, I'm going to go in now. She's and then they're all just kind of like...
Mary is done.
Yeah. She just goes, no, she goes, no.
No, probably not.
Probably not.
And Whitney goes, ah.
And then Meredith defends Mary.
Yeah,
well,
everyone's like, she's really mean to everyone.
Mary goes, well, I don't have that experience with her. I'm like, going down to the bitter end, bitch.
Yeah, she...
You are taking this... You guys have some blood pact together.
She's the opposite of the Dido song that's like, I won't go down with this ship.
She's not surrendering.
She's not Dido.
I won't go down with this ship.
I will surrender me.
And not surrender.
Then she's like, someone's like, she's coming back. And Meredith goes, well, now she's coming back, so you can say all of this to her face and mm-hmm. take it up with her directly.
Mm-hmm.
And Mary sits back down, and then everyone turns to her. Also, like, when did Whitney become such good friends with Jenny?
Yeah, Whitney's just a fucking...
She's a fuck boy.
She's a fire starter. Whitney's a fuck boy.
No, she goes, I'm friends with Jenny, and I need to ask you, Mary, do you like Jenny?
Mary goes, no.
No. Fair.
Crying.
Fair enough.
So honest.
And then Jenny starts to speak, which now every time Jenny speaks, I'm just like, whatever, like, you're fired, so who even cares anymore? Shit. They should have just at least waited till after the reunion to say she was fired, because it is a why.
Yeah.
Jenny's like, blah, 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 blah. And Mary goes, write it down, because I don't care.
Yeah. And then she goes,
write it down, because I don't care.
And then she says something else about, like, the husband. She goes, well, our husband's all paid for this. Or
yeah,
something.
Heather jumps in. She's like, well, actually, like, her husband, like, the husband's paid for us all to be here, so.
And then Mary goes, Heather, what are you talking about? You don't even have one.
Because why are you even mentioning her husband? You don't have one.
But and then I loved Heather. I was like, finally, she gets her fangs on. And she goes, what's your problem, Mary Cosby? She goes, your husband is your step granddaddy. And I was just like, and everyone just kind of goes, ooh.
I'm staying away from this one. And I love that. It was a good clap back.
It was great. And Mary kind of gets defensive, but she's a little like, too shy.
Yeah, she's like, well, she really can't argue with that.
She can't argue with that.
There is actually nothing you can say to that when you have, in fact, married your step-grandfather. Mary keeps talking shit, but this is also incredible because you do see people are, like, coming for her and it is dismantling her somewhat.
She's not used to this.
She's used to
being like, I'm the darling of the group. No,
she's also used to being God, so...
Yeah.
And... Mary's like talking shit, and Lisa turns to Mary and she goes, this is not kind. This is not kind.
And Mary goes, well, what do you want? Meredith goes, well, what do you want me to do about it, Lisa?
And Lisa's like at a loss. Then Jen.
She's a hypocrite.
Meredith?
Yeah.
Yeah. Then Jen somehow gets triggered out
goes
of.
In
of,
on apropos Lisa.
Of nothing.
She's drunk.
And she goes, ah, Lisa! You're two-faced! Or what does she even say? I was like, Jen, sit down.
Lisa goes, I'm a great friend to everyone here.
I'm a great friend. That is one thing I can say about myself. Yeah. I'm a really good friend to everyone here. And then Mary goes, your whole life is fake. You go to Taco Bell.
She goes, are you real? You're fake. You eat candy. You eat Taco Bell. Your kids and husband need nutrients.
She says, you go to Taco Bell. And Lisa goes, I love Taco Bell. I love Taco Bell.
I had Taco Bell this weekend.
Hey, what? There's nothing wrong with the Taco Bell moment.
But then she takes it to a place of needing nutrients, Mary. I'm like, damn. I love when she says nutrients. Stuff like, you need to drink water or like.
Mary's obsessed. Health conscious Mary Cosby, obsessed with getting your nutrients. And then Lisa gets pushed. You know, things are tenuous when you get pushed to a place of third person. And she goes, Lisa Barlow is an amazing human being.
I just have to say, too, like, Meredith and Mary have been friends for 10 years. If
Meredith and Lisa.
Meredith and Lisa, sorry. If someone that you really have only been friends with for, like, a year or so is saying things about, like, Meredith's always like, don't come for my family, but, like, she's sitting here talking about...
Your friends are your family if you've known them for that long.
But she's sitting here talking about how Lisa's kids are, like, deprived nutritional meat. Like, shouldn't she step in and be like, all right, Mary, like...
That's enough.
That's enough. Like, I know her family. Like, she takes care of her family.
Yeah, like, why does she not even have her quote-unquote best friends back even for a hot second?
She doesn't like
even mildly.
She has a lot of contempt for Lisa.
She's jealous of Lisa.
I think she is
because
jealous.
Lisa is the queen of Sundance.
She is.
What does Meredith have? A store with some rocks that she
rocks
puts on some
a,
necklaces.
And a moody,
her son's line. It's
a
not
moody
even
gay
good.
Son.
And her husband changes jobs.
His Instagram?
His Instagram is truly...
It's
I had to not
shit.
Look at it because my boner... went completely away. It retreated when I looked upon Seth Marks's Instagram.
Look upon ye works in despair.
Yeah, it really truly was that.
Lisa and then Mary.
Mary.
They also reverb Mary's cackle.
Mary, they've sent Mary to a place of Damon.
Lisa goes, I'm fake. Your whole church is fake. Your whole, like, you don't have you don't have a, like a.
Because Mary goes, my whole congregation hates you.
And she goes, you don't even have a congregation. You don't have a church. What do they even worship? Do they worship you or God? No one knows what they're worshiping. And then
you don't even have a congregation. They're all leaving because they don't even know what they're there for.
And then Mary goes, I don't invite the devil to my church. And then she goes, ha 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 ha.
Mary looked at Lisa and you could tell she was so furious, like simmering with rage. And she goes, you will never come. And she goes, I don't want to come.
I don't want
to
come.
I don't want to be there. And Mary goes, I don't invite the devil to my church.
And then she laughs, but for some reason the editors, they put like an echo on her laugh, which was such a choice.
They love to troll.
I don't invite the devil to my church.
Then Jerry.
Jerry blank.
Jenny and Mary go head to head, hurling insults.
Mm-hmm. I literally just wrote my goodness.
It is my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Then Whitney makes some points, but I don't understand.
She goes, Meredith, tell me something. And then Meredith looks at her and she goes, you exude leading with love and kindness. And Meredith goes, thank you.
It's like, it reminded me of in that interview with The View when they're like, you're Beyonce. And Beyonce goes, thank you.
Oh, I remember what Whitney made points about. She was talking to Mary and she goes, she's like, if you are a woman of God, then why do you treat everyone like they don't matter? And Mary goes, I don't want to do this.
She goes, just because I'm a woman of God doesn't mean I can't defend myself.
But I was like, okay, like Whitney for once is making sense.
But then she says, she says that to Meredith. And Meredith goes, thank you. She's basically calling Meredith out. Like
you say you're like love and light, but you're not defending anyone against hateful comments.
Goes what right Meredith over Meredith's head.
Took away from that was a compliment.
Yeah.
She's thank you. And then Lisa Barlow.
Lisa storms out of the party. She runs back into the villa.
Has had enough. She
the house takes of horrors.
She says, you know what? I'm in a shoulder look and I don't have to take this. I put my pink shouldery blazer on and for what? No one is even having my back for once. I brought the shoulders out and they don't respect me.
The shoulders are out and they won't even talk to them. She does not care for Meredith's behavior right now and she storms back into the house. And then Meredith goes, I've had enough. Okay, good night to you. Good night to you. And then she gets up and she goes, well, because they like again bring up that she faked the memorial and she goes, okay, I've had enough. Good night to you. And then she storms off and she goes, my dead father.
And Mary
follows her,
simply trots after her, goes, and they are walking back together. And Mary goes, my goodness.
And then we get the greatest moment of the whole season.
Lisa Barlow.
It's like the moment in The Jinx.
She shuts herself in the bathroom, rips her pink shouldery blazer off.
I think she's talking to a producer.
Or just talking to herself, which I really understand as being, I've gotten pushed to the point of so angry that I need to like cuss someone out like behind their back.
To no one.
To absolutely the mirror. And
to
then
the mirror. To the wall.
To the ether.
She
cuss
says,
to the gods. And I...
She's behind this door.
I've had enough. She was a bitch.
She goes, that fucking garbage whore and her fake fucking family. She goes, her dumb family who just poses. She goes, who are they? She goes, who are these people even? She goes, you cheat on your husband all the time, left and right. And then she goes,
she's fucked all of New York. What a whore.
She's a whore and a liar. And then she goes, why don't you own a house? Oh, I'll tell you why. Because your husband can't hold a job down for 5 minutes.
Switches jobs every month.
Every month. And she goes, your fake fucking family. And then she goes, and she is a whore. She's fucked all of New York, half of New York. She goes, I tell you, that's the truth. And then she comes out of the bathroom and she's in just a black
jeans
bra.
And a sports bra. And
she goes, here, take your mic.
Throws it.
Wow.
Literally.
But it's kind of, it was like, for me, it was like, this is, I figured this is how she really talks. And, you know, she did her, she was doing her Queen of Sundance.
You don't become the Queen of Sundance without.
And she's a.
Dressing a few people down. Yeah, she's a native New Yorker. She's a garbage whore. She's a garbage whore. She's fucked all of New York.
She cheats on her husband left and right. I love how she comes for, she goes, her dumb fucking family. I'm like, damn. They hate each other.
Yeah, you don't go back after that.
No, they're done.
The thing is, it's like you can have beef with people or you can beef with friends. But once you've crossed a line of saying, talking that kind of shit and they've heard it or have been made audience to it,
you're done.
You're pretty done because no. There are certain just like verbal things that you can never walk back. And if I were Meredith, I'd be like, oh, you just think my family's dumb and you are always thinking of how dumb and our dumb poses
and are broke and that we're like broke.
Yeah. And you've like said shit about my husband's job and like all of those are probably true to some level and that the truth hurts and the truth destroys.
Her family is dumb.
And they do have dumb poses.
I'm kidding.
No,
kidding.
I'm literally like, I
worship Lisa.
I worship at the boots of Lisa Barlow, Queen of Sundance. I hereby declare
January 31st, Lisa Barlow Day.
We are now living in a monarchy, and Lisa is the queen not only of Sundance, but the United States of America.
She's been coronated.
Yeah. No, I hope that that's what happens.
It's pretty crazy, but I think...
She's a queen without need of a king, even. Because John is not such a king.
She's earned...
She's like Queen Elizabeth.
But you know what? She's earned this moment. Because she's... She think... You know, for all her... She's had moments of fighting, but she's always kind of kept her...
She is a good friend.
But she's always kind of kept that, like, oh, it's okay. Like, kind of sunny and... For two seasons, it's been brewing, and I think she just snapped, and she had she was truly the jinx in this moment.
She jinxed.
In the other room.
She jinxed the
house. Of course
house
I killed
down.
Her. Yeah. Of course I did it. Like, that was Lisa Barlow in the other room. Meredith.
Full Durst.
And you know Meredith is going to be like, you insulted my family. I love, good night.
Good night.
She goes, okay, good night to you.
You insulted my... Yeah.
You insulted
Mary
Seth.
Mary said that your kids need nutrients. Those kids seem healthy to me. They're fucking fresh wolf vibes.
Yeah.
They have a company.
Have
what
deep,
do your kids have?
They have deep tenor, deep, deep baritone voices.
Mm-hmm.
Her son had... His voice was changed from the moment he came out of her.
He came out with a deep
voice.
Baritone voice.
Yeah. She's a fucking garbage whore.
She's a garbage whore. She's fucked all of New York.
That reminded me of New Jersey.
Mm-hmm. I miss those queens.
Prostitution whore.
The book.
The book. What's that?
Joe, what is that? What's that?
What the hell is that?
What's that book?
I
miss Jersey. I think I'm going to watch the season. I kept saying that last season and I didn't watch. And I need my girl.
You?
I need my girls. I got to do me.
You got to know you. You got to know you.
And I need Tree. Tree's Housewives
an
on the Island, baby, made me love her.
You're
and
craving
crave
some
Tree.
I'm caving some Tree. Craving tree. Some Tree. Mm-hmm. Guys, do you I genuinely want to know this. Do you think Lisa went too far with this rant? Or like, do you think it was like well-earned? I want to hear from the...
Yeah, readers, weigh in.
Yeah, that felt like
very... I'm going to pretend like you asked me that question.
And I'll also ask you.
I think that when you're pushed to a point of anger, you're going to say some shit.
I think she should have maybe taken her mic off.
I think the mic should have definitely... I don't think that was ever intended.
No, I think she was... I think that was a genuine like, oh, fuck.
She had to blast off. She had to mouth off and just get feelings off her chest. And that's what happens when you get really angry.
But I think
but
she should
have
been
a little... But when
you're mic'd
up and there are cameras rolling, you're on a reality show, you really got to watch that.
And this is like supposedly your best friend. Like this is literally
but
like...
Then that's how mad you get when you feel hurt by your best friend.
I know, but to like... That is like...
It's not... I mean, you
I don't,
can't come
I'm,
back from that.
I'm not like taking Meredith's side. I'm just saying like...
No, yeah, it was not... That's, it's not the best move for their friendship.
No, it's unforgivable, but I I was so happy she did it.
Yeah. We need a moment of raw anger and emotion. Mm-hmm. And you don't fuck with the queen.
You don't.
Because she'll snatch your wig.
But we're nearing the end, I think.
I think next
week. Next week, I think, is the finale.
I think they're going to only do like two reunion episodes, too.
Thank God.
Please, let's boil it the fuck down. Yeah, we don't need more than that.
But more importantly, guys, you should be buying tickets to our tour coming up.
That is actually the most important thing.
The most important thing of 2022.
You should do. I'm going to confront the people of Portland right now.
Yeah, Portland.
Portland.
Come on.
Come on. I know that you're dragging ass because of Omicron.
It's over.
But it's over.
Omicron is over.
Definitely will be over for you guys by February 27th. So just buy a ticket.
Just buy a ticket. Come on, Portland. San Francisco and Seattle.
Even if you don't you want to support a podcast that you love and care about? And why don't we think about it this way? Buy a ticket and tell yourselves, I'm not going to go because I'm too scared. And then when you realize that it's not a threat and that we're going to have a safe, happy, healthy show for everyone involved, you'll be so glad that you have a ticket and plans for the night of March 3rd.
And we're so excited to be in Portland. Like, we're ready to rock it with you
guys.
I've never been to Portland. I just want to have like a fun
PNW night. To get coffee.
Yeah, I want to get... I can't wait to see like...
I can't wait to get caffeinated to the gods. I'm excited to see
cute, scruffy Portland hipster boys.
Yeah, just like Portlandia vibes. Go to like a bookstore and also eat a seafood tower. Also, please ask yourselves, how the fuck are Carrie and I going to eat a seafood tower if you don't get tickets to the show?
But in any case, we just want to have like a really fun night. So like if you can make it, come on out and have fun, y'all. And yeah, like it's going to be fun. And like we're going to have a really good time. So Portland,
Mississippi Studios in Portland, Oregon on March 2nd.
We love you.
Barboza, Seattle. Or no. March 3rd for Portland. Barboza, Seattle, March 2nd. February 27th at the fucking Chapel, an iconic venue in San Francisco. You know what to do. You know what time it is. You've already been buying tickets, so I'm not really worried about y'all in Seattle. You guys are killing it. You could kill it a little bit more, but I'll forgive you. Because you're gay, you got bigger fish to fry. But fry those gay fish and also buy the tickets. Yeah. In Portland, I've had about enough of you.
But
not
we also
buying
love
the
you.
Tickets. This is I'm saying this with love.
Come on.
This is tough love. Get on it. And then summertime people.
You know what to do.
You know what to do as well. You're already doing it. So I'm not going to get stern with you.
We're still ways out.
But I will go full Lisa Barlow on your asses when I get the ticket counts for next week. And I'll scold you. I'll call you all godforsaken whores.
Garbage whores.
Garbage whores that have fucked all of New York. Buy tickets.
Bye.
Bye.